Chapter 3. The Truth Finally Revealed. Ever since my dad gave me a piece of lava from Etna when I was just 8 years old, I had wanted to visit Sicily and climb the volcano. Finally, a few years ago, I got 4 of my friends to join me and we went there together. But the way things started, it was not looking good. Trying to organize something when each person wants something completely different is really a pain in the ass. One of my friends, Maria, had relatives in Catania, and she wanted to visit them. Another girl preferred going to Palermo, which is on the other side of the island. I wanted to visit Etna, and the other two guys didn't care about the tourist stuff at all. They just wanted to go to the beach and chill, because it was the only time they could get off from work. As the trip was my idea, finalizing the itinerary was my job. I chatted with each of my friends to understand what they wanted so I could come up with the plan that would work for everybody. Now, I want you to imagine something. It may seem far-fetched, but stay with me. Imagine that for some mysterious reason, the whole time I was speaking to 4 people, I thought I was just one person. So I would hear, "I want to go to Palermo," then, "I don't want to go to any city, I just want a beach," then, "No, the other side of the island is better," and think it was all just one person saying that. That would be so confusing. I'd think my friend went nuts. I would have canceled the trip and probably never asked this friend to do anything together ever again. Sounds ridiculous though, doesn't it? How could I ever think that I was talking to one person when it was so clear that there were 4 different people communicating with me? Now, what if I told you that this is what you do every day? What if I told you that there are 4 people communicating with you every day, but you think it's just one? What I'm going to share with you next will flip everything upside down. It will explain why you sometimes feel so confused about what to do, and why sometimes you feel torn between 2 choices. It will explain why you struggle to trust yourself, and why you may have felt so certain about something, yet it backfired. Are you ready to learn why? Because all along, you've heard 4 distinguished inner voices and thought it was one. I'm talking about your intuition, your inner feeling, your higher self. We've all just assumed there is one voice inside us, that anytime we go inwards or meditate, we're connecting to this one true voice. But there is no one inner voice. There are 4. Women have great intuition, but because we don't understand it, we don't use it. At times, your intuition has probably felt like a crazy friend who can't make up her mind. She might have told you one thing one day and then the total opposite the next day. She might have once recommended you do something and it all turned into a disaster. Your intuition has probably confused you many times. Sometimes it has been spot on, but other times, it may have gotten you in trouble. After being so unpredictable, it's no wonder you felt reluctant to follow it. And this is where the majority of women are. They can't trust their inner wisdom, and because they can't trust themselves, they've outsourced their power. I've done it too. I didn't trust myself, so I spent a lot of time looking to others for guidance and answers. Whether it was my father, society, my boyfriend, or a spiritual teacher, I was allowing someone else to tell me what was good for me. I never trusted my own inner feeling, because that feeling was often confusing and unclear. It often changed its mind and, more than once, created so much drama and pain. Throughout my journey, I realized why this was happening. I realized that I had always thought I had one inner voice, while in reality, I had 4. and they are all very different. They each have their own desires and their shadow. Once I understood that I had four distinguished voices, everything made sense. All those times when I felt paralyzed and unsure about what to do, I felt that confusion because each of my four voices wanted something different. Just like my friends who all wanted to do different things in Sicily. All those times when my intuition got me in trouble, it happened because I had listened to one voice but ignored the other. My trip to Sicily was great in the end because I spoke to each of my four friends and took their unique recommendations and desires into consideration. That allowed me to create a plan that worked for everyone and, indeed, make the whole trip one of the best of my life. And in case you're wondering, I climbed Etna, and I brought my own special piece of lava home that now sits on my bedside table. If you listen to all four of your voices and take into consideration all of their desires, you will move through life with ease. And even if those desires oppose each other, in this book, you will learn how to work with them to bring them into alignment. The F Power Method is all about working with your four voices. The F stands for feminine, and your four power centers are the source of your feminine power. This is the only complete system of working with your intuition. The only system that gives you unshaken confidence in how to move through life and how to pick only the right people and the right relationships. And as a consequence, you will feel empowered, confident, and fulfilled in life. It's really hard to choose the right partner and build a healthy, fully reciprocal relationship if you can't trust yourself. If you're not even sure what you truly want, it's hard, if not impossible, to get it. Equipped with the F Power Method, you will gain 100% clarity on what you need and want, and you'll start getting it. A woman armed with this system is unstoppable, sure of herself, confident, and unshakable. Her presence demands respect. Men have no other choice but to listen to her and meet her exactly the way she wants. In this book, you will explore each of your four power centers and understand how they work and what gifts they have to offer you. You will also receive practical tools to help you work with this system, tools you'll be able to use in your daily life. Say goodbye to unfulfilling relationships. Say goodbye to guys who cheat on you or guys who don't appreciate you. You will stop making the same mistakes of going for the same losers, the men who just can't meet you where you want and deserve to be met. Instead, you'll start getting what you want. You'll have a healthy relationship in which your needs are met and you are respected, cherished, and adored. How does that sound? If you want it all, and trust me, you can have it all, then you have the right book in your hands. What you'll discover through the pages of this book will change your life forever. I hope you're as excited as I am. So, my love, ready to begin our journey?